The 19th Royal Enclosure, commonly known as HSA-Kati, officially starts today with emphasis on ensuring mental wellness among the young people and nurturing them to be resilient on issues affecting them. The minister in charge of the Navagerica's office, Kutinda Nakateich Komeko, says the youth form the biggest population of this country, noting that it is useful to nurture them into useful citizens. The Chief Executive Officer, Navagerica Development Foundation, Adrian Muchivi, says the young people will be equipped with skills and knowledge in life and cultural values.
Our major focus in this particular camp, aside from the life skills and culture knowledge that we want to impart into the participants, we also want to make a lot of emphasis on how we can nurture these young people to become more resilient. And all the researches that we've done and the conversations that we've had with parents and children, we realize that there's a gap in the way the children these days perceive the world, in the way we people perceived it before. But the difference that stands out most is the ability to be resilient on issues that affect our lives on a daily basis. So we believe that at the end of the days we're going to be in the Sakate, we shall have nurtured individuals that are resilient, individuals that appreciate their culture.